This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A member of a World Health Organization team investigating the origins of COVID-19 says full access was granted in Wuhan, China. AP correspondent Mike Rossi with details.
A member of the World Health Organization team that's in Wuhan, China, investigating the origins of COVID-19, tells the Associated Press the team was granted full access to all sites and personnel they requested.
I didn't expect to get that level of openness.
Peter Daszak, a disease ecology expert, says the team thoroughly inspected the seafood market that was linked to early COVID-19 case clusters.
We were in the toilets, in the air vents, looking down under the grids.
The WHO team plans to present a summary of findings before departing China next Wednesday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Coronavirus cases have dropped at U.S. nursing homes and other long-term care facilities over the past few weeks. The dip offers a glimmer of hope that health officials attribute to the start of vaccinations, an easing of the post-holiday surge, and better prevention, among other things. The statistics show that more than 153,000 residents of the country's nursing homes and assisted living centers have died of COVID-19, accounting for 36% of the U.S. pandemic death toll. French President Emmanuel Macron said on Friday that he backed Europe's centralized approach to buying COVID-19 vaccines and that it would have been wrong to take a nation-by-nation stance. He added that though the European Union faced vaccine production constraints, the situation would improve from April. His comments come as the European Commission has been under fierce criticism from EU member states over delays in the EU's COVID-19 vaccine rollout. This is VOA News. Following talks with Joseph Borrell, the EU's top diplomat in Moscow, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said on Friday that Russia considers the European Union to be an unreliable partner. Lavrov was commenting on the possibility of EU sanctions against Moscow over the treatment of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Lavrov said the question of possible sanctions was an internal matter for the EU, but added that Russia had noticed how Brussels was increasingly behaving like the United States and imposing unilateral restrictions on countries. He also said that there is no formal proposal for new European Union sanctions on Russia after the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, but EU foreign ministers and leaders will continue to discuss relations with Russia. Meanwhile, German Chancellor Angela Merkel said on Friday that she was condemning the expulsion of German diplomats as a further step by Moscow away from the rule of law. Russia announced the expulsion of diplomats from Sweden, Germany, and Poland, accusing them of taking part of illegal protests last month against the jailing of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Merkel also said that Germany was prepared to continue sanctions on Russia, including against individuals, but said it was a diplomatic duty to keep open channels of communication with Europe's giant eastern neighbor. A group of Myanmar residents released red balloons Saturday against the military coup. A few residents in the capital of Myanmar were seen releasing the balloons by the roadside while security remained tightened. The army chief Min Aung Hlaing seized power on Monday, alleging fraud in a November 8th election, saying that the Electoral Commission dismissed the army's accusations. Myanmar's junta extended a social media blockade to Twitter and Instagram on Saturday in the face of a growing protest movement against the coup that ousted elected leader Aung San Suu Kyi and halted a transition to democracy. The upcoming impeachment trial of former U.S. President Donald Trump is more than an effort to convict the former president of over-inciting an insurrection. It's also a chance for the public accounting and remembrance of the worst attack on the U.S. Capitol in 200 years. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.